शांति शांति।
सो वन हु डज नॉट हैव द इनर स्ट्रेंथ ही इज नॉट एबल टू अटेन। सो उपाय इज टू डेवलप द इनर स्ट्रेंथ। एंड वेयर लाइज द इनर स्ट्रेंथ? आत्मना विंदते वीर्यम। दैट मीन्स वी गेट मोर एंड मोर एंकर्ड। वी हैव टू go inward more and more and always get remain connected with that. All the pralobhana will be there, all kinds of attractions, repulsions will be there. We will face all of them without losing our anchor, without losing our anchor in our soul. So one is that by cultivating the inner strength. The next is nacha pramadat, that means inattention, it cannot be attained. So what is the upaya? By cultivating attention. That is what I said, that in all the spiritual abodes, attention is being cultivated, but the generally the residents, they refuse to cultivate the attention. They always compare with this work and that work. It does not depend on work at all. Whatever we do, we have to do with the ultimate, the utmost attention. Then we will find. And when can we have that attention? Why are we having inattention? That also we can go into. See, when our mind is taken away by some other raga dvesha, then only we are not attentive to what we are doing. Suppose we are pouring water. Why the mind is not there in the pouring of the water? Because the mind is thinking of something I like or something I dislike. It is taking away the mind. So inattention basically comes from desire. When we know that the redundancy of desire in our fulfillment, that we are never going to be fulfilled by satisfying any desire at all. The fulfillment comes from within. When we will become free of all desires, then the bliss, the joy will well forth from within, because it is a natural parameter of our soul. It does not depend on any outer attainment at all. When we really understand and realize this truth, then we will not look for joy from anything at all. Whatever we are doing, we will do out of joy, because joy becomes our natural coordinate. And we will do everywhere, whatever we are doing, be it a very minute, some little job here, be it very menial job also, maybe the cleaning the toilet also. We will do it with utmost attention and we will be full of joy even cleaning the toilet also. There won't be any problem. We generally miss this goal because of this, our attraction and repulsion to various kinds of works, and we don't understand the truth of it, that any work done with an attention will take us to our goal. So these are the tapas, that is the pramadat, and then tapasovapi alingat na labhyate. So it cannot be na labhyaha, it cannot be had by improper tapas. So we have to do a proper tapas. I have already discussed that proper tapas should be jnana tapas. That as the whole universe has come from the ultimate Advaya knowledge, the consciousness, from Rig Veda Mahavakya says, Prajnanam Brahma. What is that Brahman? Prajnanam is the Brahman. That is the Prajnanam, means it is not a dual knowledge, it is a non-dual knowledge. That itself is Brahman. Now from there, this whole multitude of varieties, of the worldly varieties, everything has come. So the sadhana is to withdraw from that variety and go back to that one or the transcendental reality from which the srishti has come. So the knowledge, that austerity will be such that it will take us from variety to singularity, from the multifarious infinite variety to singularity, from divergence to convergence within, and finally transcendence. So we have to do the tapas according to that what we want to attain. Etaihi upayaihi means we have to apply all the sadhana. We can get the sadhanas by finding out the negative of whatever they have said. In the previous verse also we can go. Na ayamatma pravachanena labhyo. So it cannot be attained by pravachana, they said. But you cannot have any negative of that. Negative of that will be that you should not get lost in the pravachana. You might be analyzing the words and everything, but the aim we should not forget. It is not in pravachana, but it is a sahaja shining of the truth in our prajna. Na medhaya, if we have medha also, talent and brain power also. You may apply them everywhere, but don't get deluded by that, don't get lost in that. Know that the truth is not attainable by that. It is what I am, it is always there. Na bahuna shrutena. In reading the shastras or listening to lectures, etc., we get attached to that, and finally we will go on reading. We will revel in reading the shastras. Then we should remember that this truth cannot be attained just by reading at all. Even one shloka is more than enough. If we can meditate on it, contemplate on it, and go into my own core identity, that is more than enough. So these are the etaihi upayaihi, means these are the upayas. Then finally, in the previous verse, they said, yameivaisha vrinute etena labhyaha tasyaisha atma vivrinute tanum swami. This is the final, that we have to aspire for this in preference to anything else. We have to do a complete varana, we have to embrace this wholesomely in preference to anything else in the world. So when it is that, there won't be any desire at all. Even the desire for self-realization also will not be there. This varana is not that, oh, I have only one desire to become self-realized. As long as you have the desire, you are not going to become self-realized. Because that is a desire you are having. When we aspire for self-realization, then every moment we cannot but absorb whatever is represented by self, the qualities, all the 20 qualities, and whatever the Brahmakara Vritti means, everything, we will go on absorbing the truth connected to the concept of the self. We will never think that, will I become ever self-realized or not? Such thought should not come. That's a desire. That will prevent us from self-realization. If we think that, will I become self-realized in this life or not? Will I become after 50 years or after 70 years? These are all only deluding us. We should not think like that at all. Initially, the desire for self-realization may bring us to this path, because that works against all other worldly desires. But once we are walking on the path, it should be the aspiration for self-realization, that is aspiration for the self. That means every moment we cannot but absorb all the qualities associated with the self. And that will be so fulfilling, so joyous, that you will never worry about whether I am self-realized or not, whether I will ever become self-realized or not. Even what is meant by finally becoming a self-realization, finally becoming a self-realized person or not, all those thoughts will not come. Your mind will be fulfilled with absorbing and getting immersed in the self by its aspiration. Yameivaisha vrinute etena labhyaha tasyaisha atma vivrinute tanum swam tanum vivrinute. One who chooses wholesomely this self like this, not desiring like this, but aspires for this in this wholesome, one-pointed manner, the Atma reveals its own truth. It is always there, it was there. We don't have to create anything at all here. Only it was covered by the kalmasha of our mind, by the taints of our mind, by the desires, by the ego. When they are removed, we discover that it was always there, it will always be there. It is beyond time, beyond space, beyond any change, beyond causality, beyond duality.
Samprapyaina mrishayo jnana triptaha.
Samprapyaina mrishayo jnana triptaha.
Kritatmano vitaragah prashantaha. Te sarvagam sarvatah prapya dhiraha.
Te sarvagam sarvatah prapya dhiraha.
Yuktatmanah sarvameva vishanti.
Yuktatmanah sarvameva vishanti.
Samprapyaina mrishayo jnana triptaha. Kritatmano vitaragah prashantah.
Kritatmano vitaragah prashantah.
தே சர்வகம் சர்வத பிராப்ய தீராஹ. யுக்தாத்மானஸ் சர்வமேவா விஷந்தி. See, dhiraha they are using for sadhaka, a wise sadhaka, as well as for a knower also. In this shloka, it is for the knower. So, everywhere they will use dhira. Dhiraha means basically vivekin, who always applied, who is under the control of his viveka buddhi. But it can be for the knower also. He says, samprapya enam vishayaha jnana triptaha. Samprapya means samyak prapya, that means realize. Prapya, although it is prapya, means as if you are getting something different from you. It is not in that sense. Samprapya they are using when we realize our non-dual identity, the real identity. Vishayah jnana triptaha. See, they are satisfied with that knowledge alone. They are not vishaya triptaha. We are always looking for our tripti from various worldly things, worldly situations, that worldly position, doing this, doing that. Unless we are able to do something, we are not happy. I want to do this, I want to do that. I have to do this, I have to do that. So our tripti, our satisfaction, we are always looking from outside. But for a knower, a rishi who has seen the truth, for him, the tripti comes from the knowledge. Now, jnana tripta, we may say that the reading all the scriptures and knowledge and all, that is not meant here. Jnana tripta means the knowledge of his own identity, that itself is sufficient to satisfy them. They read the shastras, explain the shastras or analyze the shastras, try to understand whatever is there. It is only as vinoda. Vinoda means as reveling in that, not out of looking for something for fulfillment of that desire or looking for tripti out of that. Tripti there for them is everlasting, always there, because the insufficiency we suffer from has gone. Suppose a river, what is the origin of the river? Not the Himalaya mountain, but the real origin of the river is the sea. Now from the sea the vapor is going up, and it is taken like the clouds, and finally the rain comes down on the mountain. Then the river originates from the mountain. It flows. Where it is running to? If it is a perennial river, where it is running to? Finally, when will the running stop? Only when it meets the sea. Now, in meeting the sea, what is happening? The river is losing its identity there. It is getting back its real identity. River means, of course, the Ganges will still remain, but the water which has started flowing, that water came up from the sea only as vapor. Then it started flowing from the mountain, from the Himalayas. It is coming down. Every moment some water like that is getting into the sea. Every moment part of some water in the Ganges is meeting the sea, which had come out as vapor maybe long, long back also. We don't know when. But the running of that water, the circulation of the water, the cyclic motion of the water, that gets stopped when it meets the sea and it loses its identity. It no longer says that I am the Ganges water, I am coming down the Yamuna, I am the Yamuna water, I am a water from the drain, I am a filthy water. Nothing like that. All the waters coming to the sea, they become sea water mixed with the saline, with the salinity. They all become sea water. And from there again the vapor takes up. Like that, we also are looking, we are right from birth, we are suffering from the insufficiency and looking outside for fulfilling us. It is because we are missing our source. The water was running as long as it did not meet the sea. When it meets the sea, the running stops. Similarly, when we finally understand the fallacy of this running and get back to our real identity, then we find that there is nothing to run, there is nothing to do. We get back to our real identity, the running stops, the insufficiency is no more there. So, this insufficiency we are suffering from, why are we looking for happiness? Always everybody is looking for happiness because there is an insufficiency. This insufficiency will go when we get back to our real identity, then there won't be any more insufficiency at all. So, this jnana triptaha is a permanent tripti, that when he gets back to his origin, get back to his real identity, he becomes jnana triptaha. It is not that he has read enough of the literature, enough of Upanishads and Vedas and he has become tripta with that. No, he will not be tripta with that at all. Still, there will be insufficiency until he gets back to his real identity. So, jnana triptaha rishayaha samprapya enam kritatmanaha vitaragaha prashantaha. These are all adjectives for the rishayaha. Kritatmanaha. Kritatmanaha means one who has got back his real identity, just now as I said, who has understood his swarupa, his real rupa, that means real identity. Vitaragaha. He will not have any more ragaha. You can say dvesha also. When ragas are not there, dvesha also will not there. He will be freed of raga dvesha. Ragaha means clinging to various things. Sense indulgences, all these are ragas, passions, everything. So, he will not have anything because he will not look for satisfaction or happiness outside at all. He knows that the source of happiness is within. That too. He will not even look for happiness in meditation also. That means he has not got back his identity. When he is in his identity, he is jnana triptaha. He does not look for happiness outside, nor does he look for happiness inside also. He is ever joyful. He may not be elated, but that placidity of the joy, of the cheerfulness always will be there. Vitaragaha prashantaha. Such a person is Prakrishta rupena shantaha. Because normally we may see various peaceful person, apparently peaceful, speaking in a very quiet, peaceful manner, but inside it may not be so. Until the mind is free of all kinds of ragadvesha, free of all kinds of desires, we will not be prashantaha. That will not come. Te sarvagam sarvatah prapya dhiraha. Te dhiraha sarvagam sarvatah prapya. Te yuktatmanaha dhiraha sarvagam sarvatah prapya sarvam eva vishanti. Earlier in the last verse he says, vishate brahmadhama. That means they entered the Brahman. Now they are saying, sarvam eva vishanti. Because what is that Brahman? In that Brahman the whole universe appears to be. So when he becomes sarvatma, sarvatma means the atma of everything, that is the essence of everything on my Atma. My Atma means it is not limited by my body-mind complex. That Atma is one, uniform, universal, even transcendental. All space, time, matter, everything is appearing in that. So, what we are saying sarvagam, that means which is going everywhere. When everything is there, we are saying everything it is going. Actually, everything is appearing in that. Te sarvagam sarvatah prapya dhiraha yuktatmanaha. Sarva eva vishanti. Now they are the yuktatmanaha. They are always connected to their real identity. They are the dhiraha. Because they have identified themselves with everything. They spread everywhere, everything. They go everywhere and they enter everything. That means he becomes sarvatma. That is the attainment. That is the status. Samprapyaena mrishayo jnana triptaha.
Samprapyaena mrishayo jnana triptaha.
Kritatmano vitaragah prashantaha.
Kritatmano vitaragah prashantaha.
Te sarvagam sarvatah prapya dhiraha. Yuktatmanah sarvameva vishanti.
Yuktatmanah sarvameva vishanti.
Enam atmanam samprapya rishayaha. Then what kind of rishaya? All these can be attained. If you go into the anvaya, rishayaha, jnanatriptaha, kritatmanaha, vitaragaha, prashantaha, te dhiraha, yuktatmanaha, sarvagam, sarvatah prapya, sarvameva, avishanti, avishanti. By attaining that
sarvabhyapi Brahman,
they
attain, they enter everything. That is what.
Next verse. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthah.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthah.
Sanyasa yogad yatayah shuddha sattvah. Te brahmalokeshu parantakale.
Te brahmalokeshu parantakale.
Paramrita parimuchyanti sarve.
Paramrita parimuchyanti sarve.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthah.
Vedanta vijnana
sanyasa yogad yatayah shuddha sattvah.
Sanyasa yogad yatayah shuddha sattvah.
Te brahmalokeshu parantakale.
Te brahmalokeshu parantakale.
Paramrita parimuchyanti sarve. See, again and again they are bringing in these words of Shuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, Shuddha Sattva, that we should understand that what are they emphasizing? Yatayaha, Shuddha Sattvaha, Yatayaha. Yatayaha means plural, Yati, those who are Yatis. You can say sannyasin, but basically it means the people who have completely become discipline. That discipline means it is not out of a control, not out of an external control. The whole discipline is coming from within. It is a sublimation of the whole being. Shuddha sattvaha. Shuddha sattvatta means sublimation of the whole being. The whole sattva, whole being has become pure. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthaha sannyasa yogad yatayaha shuddha sattvaha. Now, we should not lose the link. Right in the beginning, after telling Shavanaka about the Karmakanda, that about the Yaga, Jajna, how they have to be performed, what is the benefit, etc. Then he had mentioned, that was in shloka number 1.2.12. In Mundaka Upanishad, 1.2.12. That's a very important shloka of Mundaka Upanishad, we have done long back. He says, Parikshya lokan karmachitan brahmano nirvedamayan nastya kritah kritena tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva bhigachet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtham. He said, Parikshya lokan karmachitan brahmano nirvedamayan nasti akritah kritena. After performing this yajna and all, living in the world, doing various things out of desire, one should examine all the lokas, means all the world or whatever we want, this world or the other world. Suppose in Kathopanishad, Nachiketa says that in heaven there is no thirst, there is no hunger. So apparently it appears to be very lucrative that there is no hunger, there is no thirst. But when we examine the statement, Pariksha Lokan, when we are really examining, then what does it mean? If there is no hunger, there is no thirst, then the two major joys of life will go. That is the joy out of food and drink. You will not have any enjoyment. If you don't have hunger, you will not enjoy food. If you don't have thirst, you will not enjoy drink. So truly speaking, they are only deluding us by giving some such promises, which when we examine, we find that there is no value in it. Not only that, they are all transitory. Nothing is going to take us. Everywhere,
we may enjoy something, then again we will come back and we will be left in the suffering. Sukha and dukkha are always alternating. There is no question of having always incessant sukha, nothing like that at all. So, he says that a brahmana who is given to karmic performances, jaga, yajna, etc., pariksha lokan, pariksha karmachitan lokan. Karmachitan means whatever loka have to be obtained, lokas have to be obtained by performing rituals or jaga, yajna, etc. So, he should examine all the promises given in the karmakanda, and if he really examines, then he will come to a dispassionate state of mind, nirveda maya. He will have dispassion towards all of them. If they think properly, if we think properly, then we will not be interested in them anymore, because that is not going to take us to anything permanent.